Blog Talk Radio.
Our next guest, she is a gorgeous young lady. We're speaking of actress, talk show personality, and game show host, the lovely Claudia Jordan. Yeah, Claudia was hanging out with us last Tuesday, and we've seen Claudia on the television screen for a long time. I mean, she's been on so many wonderful shows, Claudia, including The Real Housewives of Atlanta, The Celebrity Apprentice. That's right, The Deal or No Deal. She was one of the original briefcase models back when Meghan Markle. I don't know if they were on in the same season, though. I got to look that up. But anyway, Claudia Jordan, she really got national attention when she was one of the briefcase models on Deal or No Deal. So to further speak of Deal or No Deal, she's kind of sort of come full circle because she was a part of the cast of the new NBC Universal show, Deal or No Deal Island. But unfortunately, Claudia was booted off of the show. If you saw the show, I know you did. But anyway, don't worry. Don't worry about it. Claudia is going to be fine. She's a gorgeous lady. She's talented. She's popular. She's going to be fine. Trust me. So we had the opportunity to chat with her the next day, and she had a lot to say. She had a lot to say. It wasn't anything bad, but she just kind of spoke her mind about what she thought about different things in different situations and about fellow contestant Kim Mateena. Now, we had Kim on the show 2 weeks ago. Remember Kim? She's like the oldest contestant on the show with the white blonde hair. So Claudia is going to tell us about that whole thing. Claudia Jordan will be seen later this summer on the BET hit show College Hill. So, like I said, Claudia has got always a lot going on. So let's take a listen to my chat with the lovely Miss Claudia Jordan and what she has to say about competing on Deal or No Deal Island. So let's take a listen right now. Let's get rolling here. So, of course, we are speaking with the beautiful, very talented Miss Claudia Jordan. And Claudia, a lot is going, as always, going on in your fabulous career here. And so, okay, let's start with Deal or No Deal Island. What is your assessment of last night's show?
I think it's the best episode of the season. I think you got drama, you got accountability, you got backstabbing, you got disloyalty, you get karma, you get excitement, you get sadness, and you got a little bit of everything in that episode. I think we had a lot. It was a good episode. Sally left. It ended with my, you know, leaving the show. But I do feel good about it. I took control of my own destiny, and I asked to be put in the game. Rob didn't put me in the game. I told him, I want to play. I want to be responsible for my own exit. I don't want to be a sitting duck where I just sit there and someone else plays and they take me out. No. I'd rather go out on my own terms, and that's exactly what I did.
And that you did. Were you surprised at the level of cutthroatness in the competition of this show?
I mean, with so much money in the line, I do expect things to get cut through. I just feel like by the third challenge or the second challenge, it's just a little too early in the game to be behaving like that. We're not there yet. Like, this is a different kind of game where it's not about an individual. It's about collectively building the pot. So I would think that you want to get rid of the weak links first, and then that don't contribute much as putting the money on the board, like a Kim, who doesn't really ever put a lot on the board when I was there. And, you know, keep the people around that are productive, that are good players, that are going to, you know, do well to build the pot up. And later on, when that pot gets nice and spicy and filled with zeros, then maybe you think about being more cutthroat and starting to get people out. But right now, we're just building the pot. We're building the board for the final game. So worrying about, oh, I don't like you because you've already been successful on television, or you're a threat to me because you already made money and you shouldn't be here. It's, to me, that gives loser mentality. You know, it gives like scrub energy. Like, that's like, Why would you do that? So you want to have a group full of, like, the weakest players because you're intimidated, so it's just the best of the worst win? No. So, I don't know. I hope things change once I left. I'm like, wow, the way some people think is crazy. But, hey, that's life. That's how people – we're not all going to think the same.
Absolutely. Well, we had one of the contestants on, Kim. I think it was on Kim Bettina.
Yep.
Yeah, we had her on, and she was a lot of fun to chat with. So, what did you think about working with her?
What did I think about what now?
Well, what was your experience of working with Kim?
I didn't really get to see the fun side of her. I got to see someone that was conniving since the day she got there. And I just was like, girl, relax. Have a little fun. Like, take a break. Like, it doesn't need to be. Like, she was 24 hours of, like, conniving. Like, getting up in the middle of the night. We shared a tent together. So getting up in the middle of the night and going to different people's tents and listening and eavesdropping on conversations that invading people's privacy, I thought. So I was like, it kind of turned me off on her early on when I saw that. And then kind of everybody that helped her, it seemed like she kind of flips on. So I personally wasn't a fan, but, you know, I don't know. That's how she chose to play her game. I hope it works out for her in life. I don't know.
So are there any of the contestants that you think that you might remain friends with as time goes on or what?
Oh, absolutely. I just was with Nick, and we did Watch What Happens Live last week. I talked to Jamail. Jamail lives in Dallas, and we plan to hang out and you know, do some bowling or something. Jordan, I absolutely love Jordan. Alyssa, Miranda, Dawson, even Rob. Like, we talk about working together someday. So I basically talk to everybody still except Stephanie and Kim. And so I know it ain't me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm cool with everybody else. So, yeah, we'll still be friends. Like, I really like you. We're planning on doing some kind of reunion at some point.
And funny you should say reunion, because that's a part of my next question. Now, we've seen you on a lot of hit television shows, reality shows, game shows and such. Are there any particular one or two shows that if they do a reboot that you really would like to be a part of or what?
Yeah, I wish they would do a reboot of Dallas, Real Housewives of Dallas. I would love to be on there. Price is Right was a fun show. I had fun on that show. That was my first big show. That was a daily, you know, show with huge audience, big numbers. We had, like, so many viewers on that show. Let's see. Celebrity Apprentice, I don't want to do that anymore. But I'm open, though. Like, I love new opportunities. You know, like, I feel like you should say yes more than no and see where it leads you. I want to do more hosting. I would love to guest host on The View. I would love to come back to Deal and Deal Island in some capacity, whether a contestant or a co-host. I'm going to put that out there. I just want to be involved. I love the NBC brand. They've always been good to me. And I hope that this isn't the end of our working relationship.
Yeah, you really had done very well with NBC, obviously, there. So,
love them.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. They've been good to our show as well. Shout out to NBC and Universal all the way around.
Most of my biggest moments have been through NBC Universal. Bravo, Real Housewives of Atlanta. I hosted the Miss Universe pageant. I was on Celebrity Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars, Deal No Deal Island. So it's been an amazing ride with them. We've been working with each other since, 2005?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could change any part of your strategy of competing on Deal or No Deal Island, is there anything you would change in your strategy?
I'd probably stop being such a, you know, a people pleaser and looking out for everybody else. I always look out for everybody else. Even Kim, who I knew was being trashy towards me, I even helped her put her eyelashes on. You know what I mean? Like, I was still trying to help her with her makeup, even knowing that she would call me names. You don't see those things, though. I probably would have not sacrificed my briefcase to Stephanie. I was trying to calm her mind. But really, I shouldn't have, because she didn't care about anybody else's peace when she did what she did. So I do regret wasting a lifeline on someone like her, because I just feel like she wouldn't do it for someone else. Absolutely not. And it's like, she stole my case for what? She stole someone's case and, like, stole a middle case. Like, if you are to steal, you know, you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly. And she wasn't. She was a koala bear. But that's all right, though. Every dog gets their day.
Bow wow to that.
Yeah.
Who do you see winning this so far? Among the ones who's left?
The way it's looking, it looks like Rob. It looks like some of the people that are kind of under the radar are Dawson, Nick, and Jordan. I say keep an eye on those three and Rob, because Rob is out there. Like, you know who he is, but he has targets on his back. I think you got to look at the ones that are kind of under the radar that don't make a lot of noise because they're not making any enemies. So no one ever thinks of that when it comes time for elimination. They're just like, oh, okay, they're nice. The people that are loud and front and center, they're the ones that are going to be targeted. So Stephanie, Cam, Rob, they're going to have more of a target on their back. But, yeah.
Okay, we're going to look out. We're going to see. One last question here. I read that you're getting your home renovated, and I know I've heard so many home renovation horror stories. Is that as competitive as some of the shows you've been on?
Oh, my God. It's so hard to get a good contractor to show up. I think because everyone's renovating their homes, then no one's really desperate for work, so they're like, I'll get you when I get to you. So it's been tough, but I know Rob hosts the renovation show, so I send him a text. I go, Rob, hopefully we work together and we can get someone. I want to be on your show and get one of these rooms taken care of because it is expensive. Let me tell you something. But, yeah, it's been tough finding good people to do things. So some of the stuff has been some DIY stuff, but it has been tough, but it's been so fulfilling. I have increased the value of my home at least by, well, a nice percentage. And it's been really, I like a challenge. It's been fun. So I'm going to get it together.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out. Maybe you'll get a whole different show about you doing house renovations. There we go.
You never know, because I do love flipping houses. I've done that a few times. I want to do more of that.
Okay. Well, Ms. Claudia Jordan, thank you so much for the chat. And we'll just keep looking at our tellies to see when you're coming with the new show.
I'll be on College Hill on BET this
That's
summer.
Right.
I just
That's
did
right.
that.
That's right. I forgot about College Hill. Okay. Well, we'll see you at college.
That's right. Take care.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.